The national debt is at nearly $14 trillion and counting. That's $124,000 per taxpayer. So why not ask the taxpayers how to cut it down?
I have this crazy idea on how we can reduce the deficit.
A crazy idea from a video blog on YouTube.
I think we should just wipe out a couple government programs we have right now. Social Security and Medicare.
The Deficit Commission didn't suggest cutting Medicare, but it did say we can get rid of the deficit, and it's going to hurt.
It's all there. We have harpooned every whale in the ocean and some of the minnows, and no one has ever done that before.
No pain, no gain. The bigger the sacrifice, the better the return. What would you give to be debt-free?
I would give everything I own.
Making It Hurt on The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It is Friday, November 12th. John is actually out this morning, so I'm joined by our very special guest, Takeaway contributor Patrick Henry Bass. Good morning, Patrick.
Guten Morgen, Celeste.
Are you usually up this early?
Absolutely.
Oh, good.
That's
well,
a lie.
This is not a big...
First lie of the day.
Well, let's start the Friday morning with a lie. Nice going, Patrick. Let's take a look at the top news stories. President Obama is now in Tokyo. He received a setback this morning in South Korea. The leaders of 20 major economies refused to endorse a U.S. push to get China to let its currency rise. That led to some blunt words from President Obama.
China spends enormous amounts of money intervening in the market to keep it undervalued.
China and many other nations accuse the U.S. of doing the same thing. That's after last week's Federal Reserve decision to pump money into the U.S. economy. President Obama defended the Fed's plan.
This decision was not one designed to have an impact on the currency, on the dollar. It was designed to grow the economy.
But many world leaders disagree with both that statement and whether or not the Fed's plan is the best way to cut the American deficit. Take Britain, for example. Yesterday, the country announced major cuts to its welfare system. One change: in order to get a benefits check, the unemployed will have to do 4 weeks of community service first. In Iraq, a government power-sharing agreement is in danger of unraveling this morning. Yesterday, the major Sunni bloc walked out of parliament, accusing Shiite Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki of breaking his promises. And there's been another sharp rise in the death toll as a result of Haiti's cholera outbreak. Health officials say more than 80 people died in the past 24 hours, 10 in Port-au-Prince. The number of confirmed cases is now growing by 1,000 a day, with more than 11,000 infected. This morning, the United Nations is asking for $164 million to fight the cholera epidemic, which has now claimed more than 700 lives. Meanwhile, the first portion of U.S. reconstruction money for Haiti is on its way, more than 7 months after it was promised to help the country rebuild from the January earthquake. The Obama administration is preparing to form a watchdog group to police internet privacy. The Wall Street Journal says it'll be a position within the Commerce Department, and it'll be announced in the coming weeks. And a new study says there'll be 100,000 fewer Latinos in Arizona now than before the debate over the state's immigration law. The study includes Mexican government figures showing almost 24,000 Mexicans returned from Arizona to Mexico between June and September. And the Latin Grammys were handed out last night. Dominican merengue star Juan Luis Guerra won 3 awards, including Best Tropical Album and Best Tropical Song. That brings his lifetime Grammy total to 15. Taking a look at the markets, Asian and European markets are down, and so are futures. The Dow will start at 11,283, the S&P at 1,213, the NASDAQ at 2,555. Later on in the hour, we're going to speak with Oscar-winning director Alex Gibney. He'll walk us through his newest film, Client 9, The Rise and Fall of Elliot Spitzer. Or you can just watch Spitzer on his new show, right? In just a few minutes, though, we're going to speak with personal finance guru Alvin Hall. He's going to talk about the Deficit Commission's plan to and how it would affect you.